You can't catch me, Diego yelled as he tried to hide under the table. Who wants to? I said. The three of us acted as if Diego was not there. I got Freddy paper towels for his soggy shirt. You should invent a remote control for little brothers, Eva suggested. She pointed her cell phone at Diego, as if it was a remote control. Then you can just press off. Diego! Penny marched into the kitchen. She looked tired. I had to give Penny credit. She took good care of Diego. Eva picked up her books and said, I have to get home. Me too, said Freddy. Wait, don't leave, I shouted. I need an idea for the science project. But they left anyway. Penny found Diego. She knelt down to get him, but he moved away and ran into me. Gotcha, I yelled. I grabbed his wrists. Penny slumped to the floor and muttered that she had to make dinner. I smiled and told her not to worry, because my little brother would be good and help her. Diego smirked, but I had a plan. I told him, Mom is calling tonight. She will be very upset if she hears that we had to interrupt Papa because you are not listening to Penny. You win, said Diego. I'll help you, Penny. And he quietly followed Penny out of the room.